An older brother asked his younger brother, if you broke your arm in two places, what would you do? The younger brother said, I wouldn't go back to those two places, that's for sure.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
You know we love to laugh on this program, but sometimes we hear a laugh like this from my friend Sean, and we can't know that it comes despite the hardest things life can throw our way. On April 6, 2018, a bus carrying Saskatchewan's Humboldt Broncos hockey team collided with a semi-truck. The devastation was catastrophic. Team chaplain Sean Brando and his family came upon the scene. 16 passengers were killed, among them Sean's friend, Coach Darcy Hogan. Across Canada and around the world, people left hockey sticks outside their doors to show support. A GoFundMe campaign raised over $15 million for those affected. 2 days later, with tears streaming and news cameras rolling, Pastor Sean delivered one of the most timely speeches I've ever heard. I asked him about that speech. Sean, you were asked to speak at a time when you must have been struggling to find strength and hope yourself.
Yeah, I remember very clearly just feeling really empty and just feeling like I didn't have any words. And the few dear brothers just sent three passages of scripture, and then my wife brought me to Psalm 23. That's exactly how I was feeling, was that valley, you know, in the shadow of death. A fellow pastor was preaching on it that Sunday as well, that he just said, God is still on the throne, and he walks close to the brokenhearted. And I just knew that that was what needed to be said, because those are things I needed to hear. And then I knew if I needed to hear it, other people would too. I won't fear, because you're with me.
So, yeah. What kind of response did you get to your message?
Right after I finished, I felt exhausted, so I just sort of went to escape by myself. And I went and escaped, and one young lady just said, oh, you're trending. Like, what are you talking about? You know, of course, everybody on Facebook can track you down now. There's no escaping, and there's a lot of cleanup that needed to be done. But other response that meant a lot, you know, that people had personally needed to hear about Jesus. And that was exciting to know that people were hearing about Jesus in the midst of this, so.
Was there anything that you had been through that prepared you to be the kind of person that spoke out of brokenness?
I think the Lord always has a way of preparing us, maybe not in ways that are exactly the same, but me, like any other human being, probably understands frustration and dealing with an eye disease and feeling insecure and wondering why God would let something like this happen. And I think another part, the preparation, was just having other people help lay a solid foundation, honestly, of theology. You know, when it says in Romans 5 that we have a hope that does not put us to shame, well, some hopes do put us to shame, and we can't stand on them. And I found in the midst of this, I drove closer and closer to Christ rather than further away. And so that foundation was laid by my parents and on up through Bible school and just building into the Word and trying to stay close with the Lord myself, I think prepared that, just giving an answer for the hope that you have already. And if you don't have it, you have nothing to offer.
In the midst of this, was there a deep-seated peace in you?
Yeah, I actually think it was coming to terms with the sovereignty of God. Recognizing God on the throne in the midst of all of this chaos, rather than question and question and question, it was just that ongoing, steady walk of trust.
Sean Brando has a hope that can't be put to shame because it's rooted firmly in Jesus Christ. May God remind us today that He's still on the throne. He is with us. He is near to the brokenhearted.
Don't forget that time is running out to sign up for our Laugh Again 5th Anniversary Cruise this February. Escape the winter blues and sail away with us to the Western Caribbean from February 3rd to 10th. Register today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.